Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9 minutes past 4 o'clock, Rick Dayton Show on KDKA, and we now bring in our good friend Norm Mitry, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Heritage Valley Health System, as Heritage Valley brings us these updates on Tuesday afternoons. Hello, Norm. How are you? It's good to have you on the program once again.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate being here.
Hey, what do you make? We talked last week at length about what's going on with the vaccine mandate, what it means for healthcare, what it means for your industry. And then yesterday, a judge came out with the decision saying that basically the vaccine mandate for some healthcare workers is blocked, and that they're looking at it and saying that the Biden administration basically can't implement that for healthcare workers. How much talk has there been within the medical facilities and institutions about that news today?
Yeah, so a couple of things. The block came from the first court filing of 10 states. We all view that very positively. We're hopeful that the second 12 states, the court that's here in the second court filing will follow suit. And then we're pretty comfortable that this will get pushed out to the first part of the year, as we talked previously. However, I have to tell you, and I think I said this on your show before, part of the strategy, I believe, was to hold this out as long as you can to get as many people vaccinated as possible. I can't believe Washington, D.C. and President Biden wants to hurt healthcare. Right. Everyone knows flu season's coming. We've seen our first cases of flu. But by holding it out to the very last minute, I'm going to give you some real numbers. 2 weeks ago, we had 954 people unvaccinated. Now we're down to 300
Seriously?
Employees. So
954
we're about 91% of our employee base is either vaccinated or has a valid medical or religious exemption. So we're very pleased at where our staff is getting to. Still hopeful and optimistic the mandate will get pushed out. But I do believe this was part of the strategy of the administration to get people to the point that they don't want to have to lose their jobs, even if it's for a while, and they went and got vaccinated.
Have people said to you that the mandate is the reason why they got the vaccine?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There are people that have articulated it's only because of the mandate they need their job. Some people have said, I'm only doing it because my wife's making me. But clearly, the threat of the mandate and the fact that you could short-term and longer-term lose your job has forced a lot of people to get vaccinated.
When you look at those numbers, that you're at 91%, that's within all three hospitals or just one of them?
Oh, that's the whole health system.
That's
physician
the whole
practices,
system.
Ambulatory. That's everywhere across our entire health system.
So 91%, and that increases in the matter of the last couple of weeks?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Now, we put a push on because this mandate was getting closer, and the closer the end comes, the faster you pedal, and really that's what we've all been doing.
Have you done anything in way of bonuses, anything in way of extra vacation, anything in the way of time off if people get vaccinated? Have you changed any of your policies?
Absolutely not. Nope. We have reminded people that we're a community healthcare system. We're here to take care of patients in our community. We need our staff to do that. And that's what we communicated, and a vast majority of our staff has stepped up.
Visiting with Norm Mitry, the President, Chief Executive Officer of the Heritage Valley Health System. As you talk to others around here, do you know, have the results been similar in other places, whether it's UPMC or Allegheny Health Network or Excella, Westmoreland, et cetera?
Yeah, I probably shouldn't comment on that. I think the results have been variable across different organizations.
Okay, that's fair enough. And again, that's not something that you would have firsthand information on. I just didn't know if that was something that had been discussed in some of those meetings as well. As we look at these individual numbers and things like that, and we start to hear about the Omicron, another variant that is out there right now, it just seems to me that this is, you know, obviously not something that is going away anytime soon, and it's something that we're going to be living with for a very, very long time. Have people who are clinicians, have they pretty much resigned themselves to that this is going to be here for long term? This is not just a one and done, a year and a half, and we're going to be through it, over it, done with it?
No, the clinicians we speak with, I think, are very much convinced this is a marathon. This is going to be here for quite some time. We're going to live with it for a while. As we said on your show the past couple of weeks, we were fearful of Halloween. We were in there for a good period of time, the 50, 60 patients a day across our three hospitals. We're at 95 today. The month of November, which of course wouldn't have today's number in it, it's the second highest month of COVID admissions since COVID struck us in March of 2020. Our highest month was last December at 436. Here in this November, we're at 275, not counting today. Clearly, I like to remind your listeners, in June and July, we were at 20 and 30 respectively, and now we're at 275 in November. So it's here. I know people are talking about the new variant, but we need to deal with this variant first, and we need to get this population vaccinated and deal with this variant before we get too concerned, if you will, over the Omicron variant that is coming our way.
Heritage Valley Health System bringing us this update from its President and Chief Executive Officer, Norm Mitry. Thank you, Norm. Good to hear your voice.
Okay, so always appreciative of the opportunity. Thanks, Rick. Have a good week.
Very good. We sure appreciate it. Norm Mitry with us here on KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.